The remainder of the Wilkins looks set to break apart soon. It's the latest ice shelf to disintegrate in a wave that's been travelling southwards, playing a major role in the loss of ice from the peninsula. Next in line, and already weakening in places, are the ice shelves that hold back Antarctica's gigantic continental ice sheet. And it would only take a small corner of this to slide into the sea to have major global consequences. We've only started to see changes in the Arctic and Antarctic recently, so it's hard to predict exactly what impact these changes will have. But we can see for ourselves that these places are changing, and on a scale that is hard to ignore. The poles, north and south, may seem very remote, but what is happening here is likely to have a greater effect upon us than any other aspect of global warming. If the Arctic sea ice continues to disappear, it will drive up the planet's temperature more quickly, and the melting ice sheets could contribute to a sea level rise of a meter, enough to threaten the homes of millions of people around the world's coasts by the end of the century. We've seen that the animals are already adapting to these changes. But can we respond to what is happening now to the frozen planet?